We are going to talk about the tragedy in Chrysler and what Unpost is doing in relation to it, because Anna McHugh is Head of Corporate Communications with Unpost and is on the line. Anna, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me in the programme. Look, it's a very difficult weekend, I know, for Unpost and a very difficult time. Such a tragic thing to happen in a shop and a post office on Friday afternoon.
Oh, just devastating, really. And while the post office is to the left of the complex, it is part of that same building. And, you know, was suffered huge damage in the explosion. But more importantly, thankfully, you know, none of the staff were injured there, and they were able, the postmistress, a very brave woman, Annette Lafferty, and staff were able to assist in getting people out from the post office and from the shop area, and they were also assisted the injured at the time. You know, as you can understand, you know, severely traumatized by that experience. So we've joined with the Irish Red Cross, who we've been working with on taking donations for the Ukraine support fund. We've joined with the Irish Red Cross to take donations now for a special Chrysler Community Support Fund at all post offices from today. And that money will be channeled through the Irish Red Cross and distributed to those who've been bereaved, injured, people who've lost their homes, lost their jobs, and the wider community as well, to provide whatever supports are needed, in conjunction with, obviously, the state services that have been assured by government and the local service providers as well.
Yeah, yeah. And look, it is clear that a lot of work will have to be done, both physical work, but also psychological supports and other medical bills and things like that, Anna.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, there's a lot of that is unknown at this stage as well, depending on, you know, on how things pan out. And there's just so much to be done. It's huge. And, you know, also, you know, for, I suppose, the wider community as well, the schools, the like, you know, they will really require a lot of support, you know, into the future. So we know that people really feel helpless and want to do, you know, want to do something, do anything, to show solidarity. And so that's why we've put this in place. We're not charging any fees for making donations. And so that, you know, all of the money will go directly to the people who need it. The Irish Red Cross are the best set up to channel funds like that. They're used to doing it, and also to coordinate services there in conjunction with the government and, as I said, the local service providers. So that's today, and we've also then moved post office services out to Kilmacrenan, which is about 16 kilometres outside Chrysler, as an interim measure as well. So, yeah. And we, you know, we're supporting our post office staff there as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine that work will continue as well. Look, you've made it as easy as possible for people. Any branch, anywhere in the country, will be able to take donations at the moment, Anna.
Yes, cash or by debit card. Little amounts, small amounts, large amounts, whatever people wish to do, it's there, and we'll you know, run for as long as it's required.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the other thing about this, I suppose, is that look, the services, I know you've moved them, as you mentioned there, it's for I suppose another day, Anna, but people will be hoping the services will return and that things will get back to normal from the point of view of the centre for the community that this was, because it was central to everything in Chrysler, really, the complex.
It was, and you know, that post office had only just moved to that location under that new postmistress, Annette Lafferty, whose family are involved in running that whole complex. And she's only moved there in the last year or so, following the retirement of a very long-standing postmistress in another location in Chrysler. So, and that complex, as we've been hearing, you know, was very much the centre of the community, and probably, you know, Friday afternoon, one of the busiest times of the.
Okay, I think we might have lost. Sorry, Anna, are you there with us?
I am.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry,
here.
We just lost you. You were just staying there on Friday afternoon, just a very busy time, and just people,
yes,
popping in to do their everyday things.
Particularly busy time at that, you know, after school time, getting ready for the weekend. You know, we all know that sort of time on a Friday. It's fairly hectic and frantic at the best of times. So, look, we'll do everything we can. We're also conscious of our mails delivery staff as well in Creaslow, who would have known everybody and would have known, you know, the deceased on their postal routes and all of that. So we'll all need to be minding each other now.
Yeah, we certainly
more
will.
More than ever.
Yeah. Annalise, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me about the program this morning. Thoughts about you and the staff of every post office, really, and the staff at the post office in Creaslaw. That's Anne McHugh, Head of Corporate Communications for the Post on the line. Cash or card, you can go into your local post office if you want and donate some money to help people through the Red Cross, the community of Creaslaw, to set up a community support fund.